8. The light of truth is now shining upon the east and west. Monday, October 23rd. When a man has found the joy of life in one place, he returns to that same spot to find more joy. When a man has found gold in a mine, he returns again to that mine to dig for more gold. This shows the internal force and natural instinct which God has given to man, and the power of vital energy which is born in him. The West has always received spiritual enlightenment from the East. The song of the kingdom is first heard in the East, but in the West, the greater volume of sound bursts upon the listening ears. The Lord Christ arose as a bright star in the eastern sky, but the light of his teaching shone more perfectly in the West, where his influence has taken root more firmly, and his cause has spread to a greater degree than in the land of his birth. The sound of the song of Christ has echoed over all the lands of the Western world and entered the hearts of its people. The people of the West are firm, and the foundations on which they built are of rock. They are steadfast and do not easily forget. The West is like a strong, sturdy plant. When the rain falls gently upon it to give it nourishment, and the sun shines upon it, then does it blossom in due time and bring forth good fruit. It is a long time since the Sun of Truth, mirrored forth by the Lord Christ, has shed its radiance upon the West, for the face of God has been veiled by the sin and forgetfulness of man. But now again, praise be to God, the Holy Spirit speaks anew to the world. The constellation of love and wisdom and power is once more shining from the divine horizon to give joy to all who turn their faces to the light of God. Baha'u'llah has rent the veil of prejudice and superstition which was stifling the souls of men. Let us pray to God that the breath of the Holy Spirit may again give hope and refreshment to the people, awakening in them a desire to do the will of God. May heart and soul be vivified in every man, so will they all rejoice in a new birth. Then shall humanity put on a new garment in the radiance of the love of God, and it shall be the dawn of a new creation. Then will the mercy of the Most Merciful be showered upon all mankind, and they will arise to a new life. My earnest desire is that you will all strive and work for this glorious end, that you will be faithful and loving workers in the building of the new spiritual civilization. The elect of God, in willing, joyful obedience, carrying out his supreme design. Success is truly near at hand, for the flag of divinity has been raised aloft, and the sun of the righteousness of God appeareth upon the horizon in the sight of all men.